You're listening to SBS News.
The seat of Banks is about as close as it gets, held by the Liberal National Party on a margin of 1.4%. It was held by the Australian Labor Party for more than 40 years until 2013, when the seat was won by Liberal candidate and now Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman. According to the latest census, the seat in Sydney Southwest is one of the country's most culturally diverse, home to just over 155,000 people, with around 44% born overseas. SBS met some of those who will be voting in Banks and asked them what they think about Australian politics right now.
Well, I suppose it's fair to say that I, like many, are a bit somewhat disillusioned. There's a lack of consistency, perhaps, and to some extent a lack of integrity. But on the other hand, there seems to be more involvement. People are concerned. People are, talk politics. I dabbled in politics myself. I was an alderman on Hurstville Council for a few years. The pressures to perform on politicians are significant and probably much greater than they used to be.
That's Julian. He's a retired school principal who has lived in the electorate since 1953. He used to be a member of the Labor Party, but says he's become a swinging voter in recent years. So has Pauline, a financial advisor with a young family, migrating to Australia from China after falling in love with the country as a student. She says the recent leadership turmoil has left her feeling uncertain about the motives of politicians.
I don't know. If you ask me who am I going to vote, I don't know. I did not follow the details of how this whole leadership turmoil unfolded, but to me, I just couldn't understand why someone support one person one day and the next day they could change their mind and say, I don't support you anymore, I want to support another person. I think it's quite funny, and I just thinking, do they really put the national interest first? Or do we have something else in their mind than the one trying to achieve something else?
Pauline is part of the electorate's largest overseas-born community from China, which makes up 11% of the electorate, followed by migrants from Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam and New Zealand. The electorate is also home to many people whose parents were born in Lebanon, Greece and England. Raymond's a uni student who works part-time and volunteers for a mental health organisation. Living with his family, he says the current Australian political landscape is a healthy one.
I think we should just step back and appreciate how all of this political discourse is just a natural and healthy byproduct of democracy, how it allows for many different opinions to come together and try work out a solution that's in the community's best interest. I think it becomes a problem where certain politicians apply the personal ego to the political process, which is intended and designed for community input and community benefit.
From the former Soviet Union, Natalia migrated to Australia with her family as a 16-year-old. A survivor of domestic violence, she volunteers for a number of not-for-profit organisations at the same time as raising her three children with her current partner. She thinks Australian politics right now is in a bit of a mess, and she's not sure which way she'll go on election day.
I think that people are losing faith in politicians, and especially the election itself. I don't always vote for the same party because I have noticed there is a tendency of new parties coming up and emerging almost every election. I do listen. I just try to see what is important to me and what are they proposing. And Liberal and Labor, they're always at each other's throats, and I think they're more concerned about who wins, and it's never the people.
Mother and daughter Julia and Alex have lived in the area their entire lives. An average day for Julia includes caring for her mother and attending board meetings for a domestic violence group. Alex has just finished high school and will start university soon. This will be Alex's first federal election.
You've got this whole group of people running a country, and they don't really care about the country. They mostly just care about, you know, saying, I'm Prime Minister. I mean, you see it in the way that the seat of Prime Minister has changed hands a billion times. No, none of them have actually had a goal in mind.
Her mother, Julia, is worried about the current state of Australian politics.
I'd have to say, since Howard, there has been a growing cynicism and exploitation in politics, not just the LNP, but general. There's a general feeling of using people as pawns to make political points.
Hardeep is a retired clinical nurse. She likes to spend time with her friends at her temple and at the local senior centre. Born in India, she moved from the United Kingdom to Australia in 1984 and has lived in the seat of Banks ever since. She thinks the current state of parliamentary debate is of little relevance to most people's lives.
When you're watching this news, in the Parliament House, there's lots of arguments going on. As a ordinary person, and I don't think it will affect us.
Bennett is an analyst for a top financial institution in the city, and he lives with his family in a unit. On the weekends, he plays basketball with his mates and says some of them have only recently moved to Australia. He feels frustrated with the current state of Australian politics.
How do I connect with politics? How do I trust them? I think because of those recent, or because of those changes in the prime ministers, I've just disconnected from it.
What do you think about Australian politics? Have your say by sending a 30 to 60 second video to australiastreet@sbs.com.au with your name and your electorate. We will post a selection of your videos on the SBS News website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.